Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out where your used iPhone, iPad, and other Apple products are worth at Gazelle.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome to i5 for the iPhone, episode number 62, which is not divisible by 3, but that's okay. I have a good feeling about this show anyway. This, of course, is the Fine program where we scour the App Store to find really awesome apps and tips and news and tricks and goodies that we think that you're going to like, and then we give them to you, and then you decide if you like them or if we've just wasted a lot of your time. Numero uno. The latest app to promise to organize your memories has arrived, at least arrived for me, and it's called Memoir. Now, my initial reaction is, another app that shows you what you did a year ago or 2 years ago. Time Hop is an app that does that. We talked about almost a year ago as well. A few apps that don't even really exist anymore have tried this same model. None of them have ever quite stuck, but let's take a look at Memoir and see what we think. So it automatically finds your photos in the present and from the past that you've uploaded to various social networks or have in your camera roll. Of course, they're all time-stamped. You can request photos from your friends if you think that they've got a bunch of photos that would be part of your memoir, or should be, and whatever they share with you becomes part of your memoir as well. You can search your memories and photos to remind yourself when you went to that cute little restaurant in New York the first time, maybe you're going back, where you can pull up photos from a particular event, a birthday, or something like that. You can find memories and photos by people, by places, by dates, the context. Memoir actually does a really good job of organizing for you. You don't have to tag anything. You don't even really have to organize anything. If you want to delete something, you can do that too. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you're just like, that shouldn't be part of my memoir. Here's the main issue, though, that I have with these services. Not all memories are always good, right? When it gets to such a granular level like this, and Memoir does this really, really well, it's a beautiful app, sometimes it ends up surfacing something that maybe I naturally forgot on purpose. Maybe 2 years ago, I had dinner with a friend that ended up being a really bad friend. I'm not calling anybody out specifically, I don't know. But I do think that that may have something to do with why at least I've never gotten hooked with a memory service. This app, Memoir, very nice though, very full of features. I don't know, give it a try. Let me know what you think. It is free. Number two. Hey, did you know that you can set your music or some sort of audio to play for a set time? For example, if you want to fall asleep to it at night, but not have it play all night after you fall asleep or over your entire plane ride, maybe you're looking to manage your battery life a little bit. If so, Cult of Mac wrote up a handy little trick, originally posted to Reddit, that will do just that. So here's what you do. You launch your clock app, and then you tap on the timer button in the lower right-hand corner. Then set the timer for however long you want your media to play. Next, tap when timer ends and scroll all the way to the bottom and then tap on stop playing. Aha! Now when you're playing music or whatever you're playing, your iPhone will stop playing that media on your device when the timer runs out. It doesn't have to be bedtime. Maybe you're looking to get through an hour per day of an audiobook to kind of set a little something for yourself. It's worth noting though, that not all third-party apps seem to obey this feature, so you might have a few inconsistencies here and there. In general, though, you've got a media timer that you probably never knew you had, and then you can go completely nuts. Number three. Okay, runners, here is yet another app for you because you're better than the rest of us. Or for people like me who hate running, the Runtastic Pro app tracks cardio workout progress a bunch of different ways. By time, by distance, your speed, your elevation, how many calories you're burning, to help you meet your exercise goals, whatever they may be. There's a free version, but that's not fully featured, so I'm not even going to recommend that. I recommend just downloading the Pro app. It's $4.99 for the full experience. So along with tracking and mapping, you get some cool stuff like a voice coach who will give you audio feedback for each mile or kilometer that you complete, route creation, training analysis, graphs for your elevation or your pace, your heart rate information from your jog or your run, or your walk. You can also add workouts manually like treadmills, but also spinning and weightlifting. Doesn't have to just be running. And training plans provide coaching and, you know, that inspiration for your fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight or you're looking to jog a 10K, stuff like that. What's nice about Runtastic, especially for me, because I don't really like running that much, is it's set up to track lots of different activity besides running. Those of us who like to mix it up at the gym appreciate that. But it also makes the name Runtastic seem a little, I don't know, limiting. And for $5, you really do want it to be an all-in-one app. Here's my only gripe, and it's a big one. Because Runtastic Pro relies on GPS for data, and because running GPS in the background can decrease battery life significantly, I believe that this particular app is to blame for my iPhone battery running out overnight, which made me miss my alarm this morning, which made me have to reschedule my entire day, including this very show that you're watching right now, which is really the epitome of having a case of the Mondays. I know it's technically my fault because I should have just realized what I was getting myself into, but just a word of warning. If Runtastic, or any app at all, uses a lot of battery juice on a regular basis, plan accordingly. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle. You know, the new iPhone 5S is here. Maybe you already have one. Maybe you want one. They're not exactly the cheapest things in the world. So how do you make sure you've got the cash on hand to get what you want? Gazelle.com wants to buy your used iPhone or other gadget in order to make it possible. If you're thinking about getting the new iPad or you just got the new iPhone, Gazelle wants to buy your used iPhone, iPad, or smartphone. In fact, you can lock in your price today and send it to Gazelle when you get your new one because Gazelle's offer is good for 30 days. So how does it work? Go to gazelle.com, that's G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.com, and just type in your item. Tell Gazelle the condition that your item's in, and then get a risk-free offer for whatever gadget it is, and free shipping when you're ready to send it in. Then you get paid fast by check, by PayPal, or for an extra 5% with an Amazon gift card. Payment is fast, happens within just a few days of your item being received, and it's risk-free. Again, that offer is good for 30 days, which gives you time to transfer your data or set up your new device. Gazelle will also wipe your data for free. They've paid more than $100 million to over 700,000 customers and counting. Again, that's free shipping, and it's a fast process. No listing hassles at all. You know, iPad, new iPads, iPad mini Wi-Fi, 32 gigabyte, Gazelle wants to buy that back from you. Check out how much you can get for one of those puppies or one of your old iPhones just sitting around. Maybe one of those Galaxy S2s that you're not using anymore. What's your iPhone or other gadget worth? Take a minute and go to gazelle.com to find out. Do it now because your iPhone may lose value the longer you wait. Again, that's G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.com. And we thank Gazelle for their support of i5 for the iPhone. Number four. All right, how much would you pay to be able to not launch just apps on your iPhone, but also actions with just a single tap? If the answer is $5, then Launch Center Pro is your new favorite tool. The app itself is a launch pad of sorts for apps that you find yourself using in a specific way over and over again, and you'd like to create shortcuts for. It comes with a few pre-setup actions to give you a sense of how it works, like, for example, send the most recent photo in your camera roll to Facebook, or call one of your contacts without opening up the contacts app or the phone app. Or let's say I'm always texting my friend Prager. You guys who watch the show know that that's actually very true. Why juggle all the other conversations in my iMessage app when I can just launch our running commentary straight from Launch Center? It was easy to set up. The app calls itself the speed dial for anything you do with your iPhone or iPod Touch. And I think that's pretty accurate. You can create shortcuts for email, Safari, I don't know, Yelp, calendar items. Almost anything that you find cumbersome to navigate through in an app can be simplified here. And the beauty of it is once you start getting into the habit of Launch Center Pro, you can really cut down on your app management overall and stop caring as much about what's on your home screen, because all of your really important tasks can literally happen from one place. I don't know, put it in your doc, make it official. And then let me know which actions you like best, because I'm always up for a workflow boost. Finally, number five, we got an email from Tom who highlights an issue that I too am having on my iPhone 5S. He writes, I use Dropbox to offload my pictures and video to my PC. I took my first slow-mo video last night and noticed that the video ends up on my PC normal speed, not slow-mo. A quick search found that the only way to get the full res slow-mo video onto my computer was to hook up a cable from my phone to the computer. What is this, 2009? Emailing it to myself compresses the video. Yes, Tom, I feel your pain. I first noticed the same problem when I tried to upload a cool video I took of myself tossing my hair around. Seriously, it looks really way cooler than this when it's in slow motion, and I was going to post it to Instagram. And then every time I tried to, it's dripped out the slow-mo and looked really stupid. The issue is that the only way you can keep slow-mo videos intact is via the share sheet on iOS, which only supports YouTube, Facebook, and Vimeo currently. You can email yourself the file, which keeps the original slow-mo intact, which is a stupid solution already, but it even is dumber because, as Tom points out, that compresses the video and then makes whatever you upload a little less crisp, which is really, really stupid when you're talking about slow motion. My guess is that Apple will figure this out sooner than later. Or slow-mo will just be one of those gimmicky things that nobody takes advantage of, not unlike panoramas, which also don't quite work on the really popular services like Instagram. In the meantime, I'll add the tutorial that I use to upload slow-mo via the email method to our show notes at twit.tv/i5. Better than nothing for now. Ever see or hear of a great app or trick on i5 and want to go back over it or pass it along to somebody? Of course. Just hop on over to our show notes at twit.tv/i5. That's where all of our links live and also where you can subscribe to the show with the feed of your choice. Email us at i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-I5 or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm not going to say that anymore if you guys continue to not send app reviews. You're all a bunch of chickens. But I like you anyway. I'm Sarah Lane, and this is i5 for the iPhone, and I'll see you all right here next week.